friends. Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jack. Hey, Jack. He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, I just wanted to say, hey, my name is Mr. Jim, and I love turning your kids' ideas into awesome short stories. And so these stories are super fun in the car, getting ready for bed, or maybe during quiet time just to help create imagination and creativity. So, are you guys ready to hop into the story with me? Me too, let's go! Hello friends, a lot of listeners have been wondering, why does Dr. Stinky Breath, why is he called Dr. Stinky Breath? And that's a really good question, but we have to go back to the origins of who Dr. Stinky Breath is and what he wants to do. Not only does he does want to take over the world and do terrible things, but he also really wants everyone to have stinky breath just like him. Ew, I know, stinky breath, ew. Well, do you guys know how we keep our breath not stinky? Yes, brushing our teeth. Excellent. With a toothbrush and toothpaste, right? Well, you see, there's little things called sugar bugs that they can hurt our teeth and make our breath very stinky. And those sugar bugs are on Dr. Stinky Breath's team. Yeah, well, don't worry. Toothbrushing and brushing our teeth with toothpaste, that gets rid of all those sugar bugs. But part of Dr. Stinky Breath's mission is to give us very stinky breath. And so we have to go back to this one case where Jack saved the toothpaste factory. One day, a long time ago, Jack was on our spy team and he had all kinds of really important missions that were assigned to him, but none were as important as this one. One day in the toothpaste factory, something terrible happened. Dr. Stinky Breath sent his purple ninjas there to steal a very important ingredient. You see, there's a lot of ingredients that go into toothpaste to make it remove all the sugar bugs from our teeth and keep our teeth nice and clean. And I'm sure you're wondering, what are sugar bugs? Oh, well, sugar bugs are little things that love to eat sugar. And so when we eat food and candy and all kinds of things, that the sugar pieces get stuck in our teeth, and then the sugar bugs, well, that's how the cavities can come, because they start chowing away in our teeth. Well, the toothpaste has a really important ingredient that washes all those sugar bugs away. And the purple ninjas that day broke into the factory and stole that very important mineral. The siren began to sound as the factory was shut down. Somebody! Help! Somebody call the spy team! A call was sent out to the spy team, and Jack was the one that it was assigned to on his beeper. He heard the buzz, 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 and the message said, Jack, we need you at the toothpaste factory. There's a very important mineral that was stolen, most likely from Dr. Stinky Breath's team. We need you to go to the factory, look for clues, and then we might need you to go find more minerals. Good luck. Jack grabbed all of his spy gear and off he went. The factory was far away, so he had to fly with his jetpack through the clouds all the way there. When he arrived, he was met by the team at the factory. Jack, we're so glad you made it. You see, something terrible happened last night, and our really important, super secret minerals that go into this toothpaste, they were stolen. And so now the entire world is out of toothpaste. What are we gonna do? Oh, don't worry, said Jack. All right, first I'm gonna start looking around for clues, but then I need you to show me where I can get more minerals, because they come from a cave, right? Oh yes, they do. They come from a cave far away, and it's a secret location. And it's kind of dangerous to get there, so I don't know if that's something that you should be doing, Jack. Oh, well, let's start with the clues. and then we'll go from there. Jack started looking all around the factory for clues about what had happened the last night. And he knew that the minerals were missing, but there wasn't much to go off of. There weren't any footprints or fingerprints. And there wasn't any video evidence because they hadn't installed any cameras at the factory yet. Uh-oh, they should definitely install some cameras. So there were no clues. Those purple ninjas, they are very sneaky sometimes. But we're pretty sure that it was the purple ninjas that stole the minerals. All right, guys, I think we're running out of time, said Jack. I'm going to need to go to the cave and get you the minerals that you need so that you can continue the production of the toothpaste. Because if the whole world runs out of toothpaste for too long, everyone's breath is going to get very, very stinky.
I know, and that just, that would be terrible, said the factory workers.
They gave Jack the location and coordinates for that super secret mineral. You see, there are all kinds of really important ingredients for the toothpaste, but one in particular was one without a name. It was so secret, it was only found in one place, and no one had been there in a very long time. But now that the purple ninjas have stolen it all, they need to get some more. As Jack put on his jetpack and blast off for the secret location, he didn't even know where he was going. He was just following the GPS that had the coordinates. As he zoomed through the sky, he wondered how long it would take. And as the hours ticked by, he was getting a little chilly from all the flying high up in the sky. Did you know the higher you go high up in the sky, it gets colder and colder? Yeah, if you're flying up in the clouds, it is very cold and you need some very warm clothes. It's a good thing Jack brought warm clothes, but this is a lot of flying and he was getting very chilly. Finally, he arrived at the location. It was high up in the mountains, in a very snowy section of the mountains. He had forgotten to bring his snowshoes, so it was kind of hard to walk around in the snow. As he clomped around and squashed through the snow, he finally made it to the cave. He pulled out his headlamp and flipped on his flashlights to take a look around. Inside the cave, it looked like no one had been there in a very long time. "Hello? Anyone in here?" said Jack. As he walked deeper and deeper into the cave, he looked around for any kind of clues, but he didn't really know exactly what he was looking for. But then, in the back of the cave, all the way back, there was this bluish glow. A glow like he'd never seen before. As he walked deeper into the cave and came closer to that glowing blue light, he noticed that that blue light was coming from the wall. The wall was made of this very shiny blue rock. And that was the super secret mineral that he was looking for. Perfect! Jack opened up his spy kid pack and pulled out some of the boxes that the factory had sent him with. He had to fill up 3 of the boxes with these minerals, and that would give them enough to produce the toothpaste that they needed. He chipped away at this very bright blue rock, and it was glowing. Like it had, I don't know, something really special about it that glowed in the dark. He filled up the 3 boxes with this very fancy blue mineral, sealed them up, put it back in his backpack, left the cave, and off he flew. He had to fly back to the factory in time because they were running out of time before the whole world's breath was gonna get stinky. As he was flying back to the factory, someone was nearby.
Purple ninjas, how could we let this happen?
We're sorry, boss. We thought we stole all of the minerals from the factory. We didn't know that they had any more.
Well, I don't know if there's any way we can stop that spy kid, but please try.
All right, we'll try our best,
said the purple ninjas. Two purple ninjas jumped out of Dr. Stinky Breath's blimp that was flying in the sky, and they started to chase Jack on his jetpack.
Oh no! The purple ninjas are right behind me! I gotta get to the factory! Hurry!
Jack pushed the hyperdrive button, which would make his jetpack blast way too fast for purple ninjas to keep up. Zoom! In a blink of an eye, the purple ninjas were left in the dust.
Oh man, well that didn't last very long. The boss is not going to be happy with us, said the purple ninjas.
As Jack arrived back at the factory, the whole worker crew of the toothpaste were celebrating as he arrived with the three boxes of that super secret mineral.
Great job, Jack! Now we can finally get back to making all this really important toothpaste.
And that is the day that Jack saved the world's supply of toothpaste. Without him, our world would have gotten very, very stinky. The end.
Wow, you listened all the way to the end of the story. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Maria, Otto, and Soren from Stanwood, Washington. Gracie from Ireland. Emmett from Australia. Gigi and Sid from Lake Forest, Illinois. And Apollo from Irvine, California. I'm so glad that you're all in the Spy Kid team. And a part of the Kid Short Stories family, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And right now, make sure that you smash that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of our stories. And guess what? There are so many more stories. I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.